HistCheck on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The principal of Housatonic Valley Regional High School announced that Charlotte P. Clulow has been named the commended student in the 2021 National Merit Scholarship Program. A letter of commendation from the school, the National Merit Scholarship Corporation, which conducts the program, will be presented to the scholastically talented senior. About 34,000 commended students throughout the nation are being recognized for their exceptional academic promise. Reminder, the Aquarian Water Company is cleaning water mains in North Canaan. That goes through Tuesday, October 6th. Connecticut Department of Transportation has the start of their roadway construction activities for the railroad highway grade crossing improvement at Route 7 and 44 Main Street in North Canaan. Work will start the week of September 28th, beginning Monday the 28th. Alternating one-way traffic will be expected for the start of the roadway construction. Whenever possible, two-way traffic will be maintained. The contractor will not interfere with traffic Monday through Friday between 6 and 9 a.m. and between 3 and 6 p.m. Travelers should expect alternating one-way traffic will be controlled by flaggers. An art exhibit, Girls, 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 Painting and Sculpture by Robert Cronin, Robert Andrew Parker, and Sam Posey, is being held today through November 14th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 5, Friday, 3 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 1, huntlibrary.org. Tonight, the Sharon Playhouse presents Haley Swindell Patio Dinner Show. It'll happen 6:30. The show starts at 8. There is a limited number of patrons allowed. More information and tickets at sharonplayhouse.org. The 35th running of the Sharon Classic Road Race is virtual this year, and it begins tomorrow and runs through October 4th. Participants can run the existing course, which starts at the green, heads south on 41, continuing to Westwood Road number 1, looping back to the green and Route 41. Other options, running any 5-mile course. All runners must complete the course of choice during the race window, keeping track of their times. Fast track timing will collect the times and post results. The Pine Plains Host Company Chicken Barbecue is being held on Saturday, 12 to 1 p.m. Pickup only at the Pine Plains Firehouse. Reservations at 518-398-1311. Cornwall in the Time of COVID with Gordon Ridgway being presented via Zoom in Cornwall on Saturday, September 26 at 5 p.m. More info at the Cornwall website. Kent Land Trust and Kent Lions Club presents Drive-In Concert on Sunday. Field opens at 2:30. Concert starts at 3 at the Kent Land Trust Field on Route 7. Wanda Houston and the HBH Band. Registration and important safety information is available at bit.ly.ws/9zer. Space limited to 50 cars. This is happening with support from the Kent Park and Recreation Commission. The Scottish Play, a drive-in movie event to benefit the movie house in Millerton, will happen at the Sharon Playhouse on Sunday. Gates open at 6. The movie starts at 7:45. Introductions at 7:15. Tickets are per car. They can hold 52 cars. And space is limited. For more information, themoviehouse.net. Connecticut Governor Led Lamont, Susan Bisewitz, and Connecticut Agricultural Commissioner Brian Herbert announced the launch of a new initiative to provide emergency food resources to Connecticut's food pantries as the state continues to respond to the ongoing impact of the global COVID-19 pandemic. The Connecticut Department of Agriculture is utilizing its website to facilitate statewide distribution of USDA Farmers to Families food boxes. That'll begin Monday and run through Saturday, the 31st. Interested food pantries or other pantries must fill out an online form at the website to express their interest in receiving food boxes and confirm the ability to meet the requirements that are held there. New York will conduct its own review of any COVID-19 vaccine approved by the federal government before vaccines are released in the state, and then will prioritize who gets them first. Governor Cuomo said on Thursday he ripped the federal response to the pandemic and questioned whether he would trust any vaccine decision made by the Trump administration amid the presidential campaign. The Columbia County Airport received nearly $2.1 million in federal grants for three projects. The FAA will cover 100% of the project's costs this year, unlike the the usual way they are funded, which is 90% through federal funding, 5% from state funds, and 5% from any county funding set up for Airport Improvement Program grants. The total amount is $2,062,000. An additional 10% funding this year comes from the COVID stimulus package passed by the Congress in April. Columbia County Director of Engineer Dean Knox said that the airport received 3 federal grants through the Airport Improvement Program. The composition of the Catskill Town Planning Board changed abruptly when 3 members of the planning board stepped down. Joseph Izzo, Reed Maurer, and Charles Holtz resigned, and the town board unanimously appointed William DeLuca, Angie DiCaprio, their replacements, with Brenda Vandermark as an alternate. The mass resignations began shortly after Teresa Golden was appointed to the chair of the board when Thomas Decker resigned in August. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 26,685.00, the NASDAQ at 10,877.50, and the S&P 500 at 3,234.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.